This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, December 9th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 3rd, 15 radical Hindu nationalists attacked Pastor Tukaram Chavan, age 32, and members of his church located in India's Karnataka state, reports International Christian Concern. Recalling the November attack, Pastor Tukaram said, quote, "They broke into the worship hall, and without a word, they started to beat everyone in the congregation. The radicals then dragged me down the stairs where a large crowd of over 200 were waiting for me. I was beaten brutally," end quote. He was hospitalized with serious injuries to his eyes. Pastor Tukaram said, quote, "I remember the commitment I made to God when I came to full-time ministry. I counted the costs of serving the Lord, and I know that He will lead me through these challenges. I know that His grace is sufficient for me. I have endured persecutions ever since I came to ministry 10 years ago," end quote. Luke 14, verse 28 says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?" Saudi military student Mohammed Saeed al-Shamrani, age 21, killed 3 people and injured 12 when he opened fire at Navy Station Pensacola on Friday, reports the New York Times. Another Saudi student allegedly videotaped the attack, while 2 others watched from a nearby car. Military bases across the United States have been put on high alert in the wake of Friday's mass shooting. Joshua Caleb Watson, age 23, Muhammad Haitham, age 19, and Cameron Scott Walters, age 21, have been named as the 3 fatalities of the attack. In the midst of the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola, 23-year-old Joshua Caleb Watson, who was shot 5 times and died of his injuries, has emerged as a hero, reports USA Today. His brother Adam wrote that he, quote, "saved countless lives today with his own. After being shot multiple times, he made it outside and told the first response team where the shooter was, and those details were invaluable. He died a hero, and we are beyond proud, but there is a hole in our hearts that can never be filled," end quote. Watson's father, Benjamin, said his son had dreamed of becoming a Navy pilot. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Friday that President Trump likes where the trade talks with China are going and a deal is quote-unquote close, but that a December 15th deadline remains in place for a new round of U.S. tariffs to kick in, reports the New York Post. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut caused a stir Friday when he said a quote-unquote handful of Senate Republican colleagues have privately told him they would consider voting to remove President Trump from office, reports TheHill.com. The 3 Republican senators who are likely to defect are Susan Collins of Maine, Mitt Romney of Utah, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Third Day frontman Mac Powell shared a photo of his wife sitting up for the first time after suffering a brain aneurysm and said he and Amy are feeling everyone's prayers, reports the Christian Post. Powell wrote on Instagram, "Your prayers and well wishes are being felt. Positive progress today." The Nashville-based children's digital media company, Minnow, is now offering parents searching for classic faith-based entertainment an alternative to Disney+, reports the Christian Post. The subscription-based digital platform features the largest collection of classic Christian content, including VeggieTales, 321 Penguins, and Owlegories. Minnow CEO Eric Goss said, quote, "Christian parents have different wants and needs in the marketplace. Family-friendly or clean is not enough. They want content that affirms the values they care about. The fact is, 93% of younger parents feel ill-equipped to do anything about the spiritual development of their children," end quote. Ironically, the Democratic presidential candidate who is in the greatest defiance to God's commands decided to quote scripture in a new TV ad. In a South Carolina TV ad, openly homosexual candidate Pete Buttigieg quoted the words of Matthew 25 as he invoked religion in an attempt to appeal to black voters and liberal Christians, reports the Christian Post.
In our White House, you won't have to shake your head and ask yourself, whatever happened to I was hungry and you fed me? I was a stranger and you welcomed me.
When I say we've got to unify the American people, it doesn't mean pretending that we're all the same. It means unifying around issues from wages and family leave to gun violence and immigration.
The hope of an American experience defined not by exclusion, but by belonging.
I'm Pete Buttigieg, and I approve this message.
Mayor Buttigieg would be well advised to meditate upon Romans 1, 24 through 28, and repent. It says, therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. And finally, evangelist and Christ for All Nations founder Reinhard Bonnke died on December 7th at the age of 79. In a Vero Beach, Florida gospel crusade in 2013, he explained why Jesus did not stone the woman caught in the act of adultery.
Jesus was already on his way to the cross to die in the place of that woman. He took her death sentence from her, put it on himself. He was executed in her stead, in your stead, in my stead. This is what we call the substitutionary death of Jesus. He was nailed to the cross for me.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, December 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.